Welcome to Chip Chat, Conversations in the Cloud, a weekly podcast with IT leaders who are driving the future of a software-defined infrastructure-based data center.
Hello, I'm Jake Smith, and welcome to Chip Chat, Conversations in the Cloud. Today I'm speaking with David Power, CTO and co-founder of Vscaler. David, welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning. Great to be speaking to you guys after listening to the podcast for such a long length of time.
Talk a little bit about how you got started with Vscaler.
So I guess as a researcher, I got exposure to HPC technologies and utilized HPC systems in the university I was in. And I was kind of applying what I was researching in artificial intelligence and also managing clusters at that place as well. And I think over the years, I've really seen tremendous growth and a wider adoption of HPC technologies among very many other verticals and diverse use case models. So it was that sort of diversity that got me very, very excited around HPC. The fact that one day we could be working with a customer who's looking for black holes in the world, and then the next day we're working with rendering companies that are doing the very latest Pixar movies and cartoons that me and my children watch at home and everything in between. It was just a very exciting, fast-paced area to be involved in. And then I think Vscaler was really the motivations behind this were we kind of saw a convergence of technologies within the HPC space. And one was the migration and wider adoption of cloud technologies. And two was this kind of, you know, HPC becoming more than just a tool for scientists and more kind of real world use cases emerging around HPC with the modeling and simulation of, you know, wind farms, cars, product design, no longer just the traditional scientific domains. So Vscaler was really created as a result of those kind of tailwinds, and the product is really kind of designed to migrate and kind of converge HPC and cloud into a single platform for researchers.
So tell me a little bit about how Vscaler takes advantage of Intel products.
Intel are really at the core of our technology offering. We're taking all of the traditional Intel components and turning that from individual components into a fully functional, performance-optimized cloud research infrastructure. And then on top of the product, we're also leveraging the cluster management software that Intel have provided. So we do both OpenHPC, which is a community-driven project, which was kind of instigated by Intel around designing an open-source cluster management technology. But we're also rolling out HPC Orchestrator as well, which is the more commercially supported cluster management system that integrates very nicely with a lot of commercial simulation packages and codes that are out there as well.
We've heard a lot of, hey, you know, OpenStack's not quite ready for prime time across a lot of industries, but we're seeing OpenStack make a lot of new design wins that are changing the way people view OpenStack as a solution.
Now, I think what we're seeing in the industry is kind of an emergence of new frameworks and languages that are constantly being released, constantly being evolved. So that's putting pressure on HPC centers to provide the correct software frameworks and libraries and compilers to end users to keep up with the constant demands of an ever-evolving research requirement. And this includes new technologies like big data and Hadoop. And if you look at what people are doing now with deep learning and machine vision and artificial intelligence, the software requirements for these environments are quite different to the software environments that would have been provided traditionally from HPC organizations. So the ideal scenario is one where you can provide research infrastructure to your core users, and for new and emerging frameworks and research areas, we can augment a cluster with a kind of a self-service research portal where end users can bring their containers, or they can just spin up their own infrastructure and configure whatever stack they prefer or require to research on top of, and leverage the underlying HPC infrastructure for that research portal. It no longer means that you have to request or submit tickets to a centralized HPC administration team. You can put the power back in control of the researchers and the end users to provide and provision the research infrastructure that they need to conduct the research that they're interested in.
What's Vscaler Public and Vscaler Connect? Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, of course. So if you kind of strip down a lot of the layers of the product, I mean, at its core, Vscaler, it's an officially validated OpenStack distribution that we've taken from upstream, brought it in-house, put it through all of our testing and validation procedures, optimized it for performance, integrated a lot of HPC components and hardware and technologies that we typically use, and that forms the basic of the Vscaler stack. So that's what's typically used when deploying Vscaler private. It's an on-premise cloud solution that provides all of the standard OpenStack capabilities, and in addition to that then has a focus on HPC, deep learning and big data capabilities as well on top of it. Now, what we've also done is with Vscaler Public is we've set up a public cloud as well and done an integration between the pair of these. So we can actually have users now that are running, you know, research infrastructure internally within their university that can automatically and transparently migrate certain workloads out into our cloud infrastructure as well. So this gives them the ability to dynamically scale and contract their infrastructure as and when peak requirements demand. So the idea behind having a HPC in-house is to try and keep it as busy as possible, but there's periods throughout the year where, you know, researchers have grant applications coming through or they've got conferences coming up where they need to run very, very large simulations in a very short space of time. And having that flexibility to allow infrastructure to scale dynamically and leverage external cloud resources is actually proving quite valuable to a number of our customers. So it's kind of that hybrid approach, I guess, towards cloud computing where you have, you know, some of the main capacity in-house yourself, but you've got this flexibility to be able to push and burst workloads out into the cloud as well as and when peak demand requires it. And the Vscaler Connect is the layer of integration then between the two that facilitates this capability.
You know, as CTO of Vscaler, you're really on the leading edge of next generation HPC hybrid cloud integration. Where do you think it's going long term?
Yeah, so I mean, in my little crystal ball here, I'd love to see Vscaler become the centralized research capability for universities or organizations that are doing modeling and profiling or simulations. If you look at what people were doing years ago in terms of the physical prototyping, so much of our day-to-day can be done now in simulations and in models. And if you start to look at what's kind of coming out in the future with machine vision, security, CCTV analysis, and further afield, you know, I think these are all prime candidates to be absorbed into Vscaler architecture to allow kind of a wider and broader use case of leveraging ultimately commodity components with intelligent software on top of us to provide you with fairly advanced solutions. Another area that we're starting to see real traction and innovation on as well at the moment is in the content delivery and broadcasting space and even rendering space. There's a good shift in terms of using old proprietary SDI type technologies towards a more commoditized IP delivery, and we're working with a number of partners in that space as well to enhance our product with capabilities around rendering and broadcasting as well.
So are you guys working on any machine learning and deep learning as part of the Vscaler stack?
Yeah, absolutely. So we demoed kind of deep learning on demand towards the back end of last year. We're seeing an awful lot of interest from both universities and startups around deep learning. So we've got capability within our platform to spin up some of the more popular frameworks like TensorFlow, Theano, or Caffe on demand. And we've got backing hardware that actually optimizes and accelerates all of these machine learning capabilities on the fly as well. And there's been some very interesting case studies that we've done with certain customers in the security field and even in the voice analytics and compliance areas that are using this platform and applying a lot of machine learning techniques, doing the intelligent stuff, as it were, on top of it and accelerating their time to result.
Before we leave, I want to make sure you let our listeners know how they can find out more about Vscaler products.
So you can catch me at david.power@vscaler.com or check our website for videos, demos, blogs, and all that sort of good stuff as well around some of the work that we're doing and some of the use cases we're bringing to market as well. So that's all at vscaler.com.
Excellent. And thanks, David. And to our listeners, thank you. Have a good evening, good afternoon, or good morning, wherever you may be. This is Jake Smith with ChipChat, Conversations in the Cloud.